This is Dakota Datebook for January 22nd. Remembering Theodore Roosevelt. Introduced by his favorite tune, A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, featuring the words of the cowboy president as read by Steve Stark. Since his days as a small boy, Theodore Roosevelt was captivated by the natural world, especially by animals. He devoured books, an enthrallment that enhanced his entire life. His later sojourns and retreats to Western Dakota Territory, while reveling in cowboy escapades and cattle operations, also provided feet on the ground and eyes to the sky opportunities with nature. He observed firsthand the irresponsible land use and the disregard for nature that was common practice at the time. He found it alarming, but educational. His resolve to further pursue a passion for progressive conservation was honed in the Badlands and Plains of Dakota. In Outlook magazine for this week in 1913, he expressed his thoughts.
The civilized people of today look back with horror at their medieval ancestors, who wantonly destroyed great works of art, or sat by slothfully while they were destroyed. We have passed that age, but we are, as a whole, still in that low state of civilization where we do not understand that it is also vandalism wantonly to destroy or to commit the destruction of what is beautiful in nature, whether it be a cliff, a forest, or a species of mammal or bird. Here in the United States, we turn our rivers and streams into sewers and dumping grounds. We pollute the air, we destroy forests, and exterminate fishes, birds, and mammals, not to speak of vulgarizing charming landscapes with hideous advertisements. But at last it looks as if our people are awakening. Above all, we should realize that the effort toward this end is essentially a democratic movement. Now, there is a considerable body of opinion in favor of our keeping for our children's children, as a priceless heritage, all the delicate beauty and all the burly majesty of the mightier forms of wild life. Surely, our people do not understand even yet the rich heritage that is theirs.
Today's Dakota Datebook was written and performed by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the Historical Society of North Dakota. This series with funding from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation.